It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Always a treat when we get to catch up with Mike Mutnansky. Mutt joining us, the Mutt Stack Podcast, the Friday four-pack newsletter from New England, where a new receiver introduced the Patriots today, and Stephon Diggs, and that's just one of the things we wanted to talk to you about today. Mutt, thanks for making time for us. If you had to put a grade on the Patriots offseason so far with you know, Vrabel in charge now and Diggs, the most recent addition, what grade would you give them?
Boys, good afternoon. Happy Friday. Solid B+. And the reason it's not a little bit higher than that is they still have a gaping hole at left tackle, which maybe they could address in the draft with Will Campbell at number four. And I love the Diggs thing. We'll get to Diggs and what he meant for Josh Allen there in Buffalo. But there were other guys they could have targeted earlier. They went after DK Metcalf. Metcalf did not want to play for the team. They could have traded for Christian Kirk. They could have traded for Deebo Samuel, and they waited. And they end up with Diggs. It's a good consolation prize. He's a number one receiver, but I think they could have done a little bit more at that position. So I'm going to give them a solid B+ so far this offseason.
Before the Diggs questions here, Mutt, does anybody give Coach Mayo any flack there? Not standing down in week 18 in Buffalo, that should be New England on the clock at number one overall. How much did that set the franchise back here, not having these options available?
I would suggest that many Boston sports fans would tell you that Grady Little keeping Pedro Martinez in game 7 of the 03 ALCS against the Yankees was the worst coaching move ever. I would argue it's Gerard Mayo winning that stupid game in week 18 against the Buffalo Bills, who were laying down and wanted you to win. Buffalo, to their credit, was like, fine, you want to win this game, great, it's going to hurt your draft position. And Mayo freaking goes out there and wins the game. It was moronic. He should have been fired the second the game was over, not 45 minutes after it was over. And it's cost them the number one pick in this draft and all the flexibility in the world. Thanks for getting me angry on a Friday. I'm bringing that up, guys. Thank you.
Let's make you feel better again, because you mentioned it. You like the move to bring in Diggs. We looked at the number and we said, okay, that's a lot for a guy that's over 30 and in the kind of final years of his career. But you have the cap space to work with, and you have a history of a guy who has gotten, you know, who helped Josh Allen get to where he is. Could he do the same thing with Drake May? But how much concern do you have knowing that he's coming off of that ACL, Mutt?
Well, I'll ask you guys a question about Diggs at the end, but there is concern, and that's why it was so refreshing to see them make this move, because they spent money on a risk. You know, at this position especially, they have been so risk-averse to, like, going out and signing big-time players. Like, before this, their big-time free agents at receiver, going back 15 years, have been Danny Amendola and Brandon LaFell. They've had a couple of good trades that have worked out for them, but in free agency, they have failed because they've not spent the money. This could be a mistake, and that's why I give them credit, because you've got to spend money at receiver. So, yes, it's a risk. It's a risk worth taking because top receivers make quarterbacks better. And I wrote about this today at MuttStack.com. I had the 2019-2020 comp for Josh Allen, your guy in Buffalo, who I love. And the production from 19 to 20, the first year that Diggs showed up, was unbelievable. And I will give Allen a lot of the credit, obviously, developed year two to year three. But it looked to me like Diggs showed up, guys. He was the number one target for Josh Allen, and it made him a better quarterback. Am I overrating what Steph Diggs meant to Josh Allen there that first year?
No, not at all. I mean, there's a difference of opinion on Diggs, because a lot of Bills fans hold on to the, hey, I chested up the head coach. Hey, I showed up the quarterback in a playoff loss to Cincinnati. And by the end, I think, okay, maybe it's time to move on. Part of the fan base will look at him, and when he comes back to Buffalo, a lot of fans are going to boo him. Danger and I think Danger, if I'm speaking on behalf of you, honestly, I think he will go down as the second greatest wide receiver in Bills franchise history, only behind a Hall of Famer, Andre Reed. And honestly, if he can do that a few more years in this league, who knows if he doesn't get his own green jacket, gold jacket.
Yeah, and he's not going to be that player here. He wasn't that player even in Houston. He talked today at his opening press conference. He was already quoting his receiving stats and X amount of consecutive 1,000-yard receiving years and how he would have had it last year. I love the guy's confidence, and they need that. And as you guys know, like, this is it's a passing league now. I've said it with you on your show for years. The Patriots have sort of been allergic to trying to catch up to the rest of the NFL. This is an acknowledgement that, yeah, we need a top receiver to get open. When it's 3rd and 7 and the other team knows we're going to pass, we got to be able to complete that pass. And I'm not sure Diggs is going to be a top 5, top 10 receiver, but he can get open to man-to-man coverage, and he should make Drake May's life easier. So I like it, and we'll hopefully avoid the smashing of tablets and yelling of coaches on the sideline for a couple weeks at least.
The other guy that you guys got that we have some ties to, the early in free agency, Mac Hollins is a New England Patriot, and I know that that's not as sexy a name as Stephon Diggs, but his 1 year in Buffalo, pretty damn good football player, whether you ask him to play special teams or you know, I mean, lead the Bills in receiving touchdowns last season. What was your reaction to that signing by the Patriots?
Yeah, as somebody who watches a lot of Bills football, because I love Josh Allen and bets on sports and plays on DraftKings, like, it was a guy I knew because he kept getting touchdowns for Josh Allen. And you watch these playoff games in the red zone, like, they're drawing up plays for Mac Hollins. So he doesn't wear shoes, apparently.
Oh, he's a freak.
Kind of a different guy,
yeah.
But he seems like the type of player that should complement what they're going to try to do on offense, is be a little bit more explosive. And he has ties to McDaniels, Josh McDaniels, back to his Vegas days. So if that was their, like, number one receiver move, I would hate it. But if he's part of a group that has, say, Steph Diggs, Travis Hunter, Mac Hollins, then all of a sudden it makes sense for them. Absolutely.
All right, let's talk a little betting, because futures are always fun. And I'm just looking at the ESPN one. Maybe you get a different, but projecting a win total of 7.5 for the Patriots. Now, that's a team that finished, they're drafting 4th. I don't know, Mike, I think I would go over on that, to be quite honest.
Yeah, it's tough to say. You'd want to lay the juice. I think I looked at it earlier today at ESPN or somewhere else. It's like -145. So you got to, it's paid. It's juiced up a little bit, but absolutely over. And it's over for a couple of reasons. One, you mentioned his name, Jerod Mayo. This is a massive, massive, massive upgrade on a coaching staff. Remember, Mayo was a first-year coach, and they struggled to find guys that wanted to coach with him. Their offensive coordinator was the 12th guy they interviewed before they eventually hired him. Now it's a real coaching staff, so a major upgrade there. Bottom of the AFC East schedule, so which is always good, easier schedule than last year. And there is a track record now going back 10 years where if you spend the most money in free agency, you guarantee yourself a minimum of 3 additional wins the next year. All but one team the last 10 years that spent the most money has gotten 3 additional wins, at least 3. So I'm completely going with the over. There's not a lot of value there. You're going to lay a lot to win a little, which is not great. But I'm with you, man. I over 7.5 wins, should be a 9 win, potentially a 10 win team, and should be fighting for a wild card spot in the AFC.
Mutt, you said something in when we were talking about the Patriots wide receivers, and it makes me curious about how you think the first 5 picks are going to go in the NFL draft when you said Travis Hunter could end up falling to the Patriots. Do you see that as a possibility? How do you see the first few picks falling here in the draft here later in April?
I mean, I think I'm absolutely wish casting it. I have no idea. So my hope, guys, is that and they should have number 1. Thank you, Gerard Mayo. But they have 4. And my hope is that everyone's saying Cam Ward's going 1. And it sounds like, even though they signed Russell Wilson, that Shedeur Sanders is going to go to New York. And as long as 2 quarterbacks go, you can get your choice, or pretend not your choice, but 1 of 2, Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. I prefer Hunter. I think he's a once-in-a-generation talent. This is a guy that did it on both sides of the football, and is just an absolute freak athletically, and seems to be a guy who's willing to come in and do whatever. And so I want it to be Travis Hunter. If it's Abdul Carter, fine with me. I don't want Will Campbell. I don't want him at 4, especially if they have to trade back and take him later in the first round, fine. But I hope it goes 2 quarterbacks in the first 3, and you are left with, if you're Mike Vrabel, with either Carter or Hunter, because they seem like the 2 most likely non-quarterbacks to be stars in this draft.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, 2 pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just 1 click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
My gosh. Would there be a better pair of corners if you ended up with Hunter to go along with Christian Gonzalez in this league?
And Gonzalez has emerged. I mean, they've not had a great track record in the draft recently, but he looks like, you know, a top 10 cornerback, and he graded out like that last year on a bunch of different grading websites. So whether he's a cornerback, or if you convince him that his best role is wide receiver in the NFL, or cornerback in special teams where he's a return guy, he or Carter are impact players right away, and hopefully one of those guys is there for.
What did you see out of Drake May towards the end of last season that has you optimistic about him moving forward?
I saw a guy who did not let the terrible team and terrible coaching staff around him get to him. Never made excuses, and just he was very even keel. Like a lot of rookie quarterbacks are very up and down and very emotional, and he was a steady Eddie. I thought, given what was going on around him with an offensive coordinator who was clearly going to be one and done, head coach, he didn't know what he was doing, to be able to stand that even keel, I thought was pretty good. And I think what's going to surprise people this year is his running ability, because what they did last year, they protected him. As a coaching staff, they said, we're not very good this year, we're not going to run a lot. He is going to run a lot more this year, and he is going to add that to his arsenal, and that's going to make him that much better. And so he's going to run more than he did a year ago. He'll have better weapons around him. And if he can deal with what he had around him last year, this should be an upgrade that will only do him wonders this season.
Mike Mutnansky, our old friend, joining us here, the Friday 4-Pack newsletter. You can also catch his podcast, the Mutt Stack podcast. Mutt, I actually picked the Red Sox to go to the World Series, and part of my logic was, well, the Yankees, that lineup has a lot of questions. They're injured in the rotation. A lot of optimism in Boston, but did I fall into a trap there? Is there too much optimism for the Red Sox?
So I saw ESPN.com today, or yesterday, did their season preview, and a majority of their writers not only picked the team to win the division, the Red Sox, but to win the American League. And I think it's in, and you said you would have taken the Yankees in the lineup. I think a lot of people would have taken the Yankees if Gerrit Cole did not get hurt. And now, by default, they were the Red Sox of the team with these three young prospects everyone's heard of. They signed Bregman. They have Garrett Crochet. They're division contenders. And maybe if things fall their way in the bullpen, they're pennant contenders. But I do get the sense, and I wrote about this today, the expectations now are through the roof. They were third place last year, fifth place back-to-back years before that, last in the division, and now they're the favorite. So I don't know if you fell into a trap, but if you did, then a lot of people did, because all of a sudden they feel like the team everybody's picking to come out of the American League, which, given their last three seasons, is wild to me.
At minimum, it feels like we might have a renewed rivalry here between the Yankees and Red Sox, which has kind of been dormant here the last few years.
Yes, and I think what's going to help that is that Alex Cora, the Red Sox manager, he's dealt with some terrible rosters the last couple years. There was some speculation here in Boston he was not going to come back. And I think into early last year that people felt like he wanted to go somewhere to win. And then middle of the year, bam, after he told everybody he was not going to talk contract during the regular season, he re-signs to an extension. And lo and behold, they go out and spend money. They trade for Crochet. This guy wants to win at all costs. Like the last spring training game they had in Mexico, exhibition game the other night before they went to Texas, Jaron Duran is stealing bases in the first inning in an exhibition game. Like, they want to win so desperately. And I expect there'll be at some point a little war of words, a little battle back and forth. And Cora will be a part of that because he wants to win very, very badly here in Boston this year.
Mike, we love baseball here, not just the Yankees and the Sox. Are the Dodgers good or bad for baseball?
They're good because they have the most unbelievable player in baseball, first and foremost. And they're hateable because they spend so much money, because they have so many stars. I think they're good for baseball. I think it's become a regional sport. It's tough to say that here in New England, where the Red Sox and Yankees are such, and the Mets are such a part of, you know, my growing up and a part of my sports fandom. But it's pretty regional now, guys. You know, in a lot of parts of the country, it's treated like the NHL, where it's sort of like the third or fourth sport behind the NBA and the NFL. And so if you have a team like the Dodgers that everybody knows, and if they know them, they either love them or hate them, that to me is good for the sport. And I think it'll be fun to watch to see if they can live up to the hype, because you talk about, like, hype. I mean, they have penciled this team in to win the World Series this year, win back. I like to watch from afar, and, you know, as watching Mookie Betts, the one who got away in that outfield, you can sort of hate watch them. So I think that's good for sports when people don't like a team.
Mutt, I don't want to put you on the spot. The Friday 4-Pack newsletter, the Mutt Stack podcast, muttstack.com, and I'm just going to ask you outright, do you have any plays for tonight in the Sweet 16? I imagine you do.
I wish I was better prepared here, guys, to maybe a play. I had an event last night with the great Pedro Martinez.
That's a pretty good excuse, Mutt. That's a pretty good excuse if you're hanging out with Pedro.
Great event at a place called the Brook Casino in New Hampshire, and I was writing here today. I will say this. I am rooting for Texas Tech. That would win me, guys. This is a big deal. Would win me my family bracket against my wife and my two kids. And the winner, you laugh now, the winner family bracket gets to pick a place to go to dinner and doesn't have to pay.
That's not
enough. I'm rooting for Texas Tech. My UConn Huskies are out of it, so I'm sure you guys have better plays than I do. I will let you guys point people in the right direction for the Sweet 16.
30 seconds, I'm going to tell you my Gerard Mayo story. This, our audience has heard this. You'll appreciate this.
Oh, boy.
So it's the Patriots womp on the Bills, and my job is to go into the winning locker room and line up a guest. So I go up to the then rookie linebacker drafted in the top 10, and I ask him, hey, Jared, would you have any time? Looks at me dead in the eye and says, yes, by the way, my name is Gerard. And I felt like this tall. I apologize. He's kind. He does the interview. But as the interview is going on and this taught me to become better prepared and even to rehearse for, you know, all different scenarios. I can't remember now. My mind's playing on tricks, so I just go to the other card. I call him. I thank Mr. Mayo for his time at the end. I'm a grown man thanking Mr. Mayo at age 21. So for in our show, we always call them Mr. Mayo. So week 18, we thank Mr. Mayo for just absolutely blowing the Patriot draft position. Now I feel vindicated.
Well, I once asked Brandon Bass why he chose Boston, former Celtic player, and he said, well, I got traded here. I didn't have much of a choice. So we've been there. We've been there, my friend. We've been there.
Mutt, tell everybody about the Mutt Stack. Tell everybody about what you got going on, because we know you're busy and you're doing a lot of writing and a lot of content is getting pushed out.
Yeah, you can subscribe for free. It's a Boston, New England-based sports letter that newsletter that deals with sports betting, and sports media gossip, which, as you guys know, sports media people love to gossip. Muttstack.com, that is free to subscribe, comes out every Friday. We have some horse racing coverage as well for the Triple Crown. But looking forward to the draft in a couple of weeks, and hopefully a little Patriots Bills rivalry renewed, because that thing has been dormant since Tom Brady left here in New England.
Since the win game. We call it the win game.
Yeah, the win game.
Oh, my God. Patriots. We went to Buffalo. Give me a break. I mean, that's not a real. I'm not counting that a real win for the Patriots. I'm not counting it.
Have a great weekend, bud. Thanks for the time, as always.
Anytime, guys. We'll talk in football.
You got it. There's Mike Monansky, the Mutt Stack. Muttstack.com, the Friday 4-pack newsletter, free to download there at his website. Check that out.
I got traded here. It wasn't a free agent. Oh,
oops. Well, it happens to the best of us. It really does. Yeah, he says if you're buying the hype on the Red Sox, you're not alone. That everybody's
right.
Buying the hype on the Red Sox is what making you say, "Oh boy, maybe."
Like it's when the public starts going one way, and I'm reading this, and granted, I follow a little bit of like Patriot Red Sox Twitter, but I mean, they're
Cora's
sky
the
high.
Truth, though, man. Cora is that guy's a winner. That guy's a fiery winner. I like Cora. I do. I think
right. So let's compare, okay? Red Sox fans and their feeling about Cora.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, won a World Series.
Yep.
Tell me what Yankee fans feel about Aaron Boone.
Not a fan.
Aaron Boone hit a great home run once upon a time to send his team to the World Series.
Don't love him. No, I don't think they love him. I'm speaking on behalf of Yankee fans. I'm not. But
I've yet to meet the Yankee fan that's like, yeah, Boone, my guy.
Yeah.
No.
Well, at least we'll have that rivalry renewed, you would think, this year, this upcoming baseball season. If the Red Sox are in contention, the Yankees, as a lot of people expect, to be contenders as well. And the Diggs stuff is interesting. The Patriots stuff is interesting. The idea that they win after a bunch of guys before, and Diggs is like the consolation prize. Not a bad consolation prize when you look at his track record. And if he can go in there and do even a fraction of what he did for Josh Allen, for Drake May, I think most Patriot fans would sign up for that.
I do think Diggs brings in a different element to the locker room.
Oh, he brings a fire.
Yeah, like that's what you need.
He brings in a fire.
We were concerned. Yeah, we're like, okay, well, who's actually going to bring that fire in the Bills locker room? And turns out, all right, the kids kind of grew up, and it was just a collection of guys who kind of stepped up. And this is a Patriot team that won only 4 games last year, technically really only 3 if shouldn't count that last one. I do see that kind of going the right thing. Now, are they ready to challenge the Bills for the division? The answer is no. But if they can get to 8 or 9 wins. And
you said the over-under is set at 7.5 for them?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Speaking of that, I've got a list of teams here and their win totals and where they've been set at here. We've got a couple. We've got 4 of them set at 11.5 that lead the league. We got a couple teams at 10.5. And we have a smattering of teams here. I'd say 7 teams listed at 9.5. We can dive into that. And let me ask you a little. I know you're the trivia guy every Monday night, Gino. Let me throw a question at you here, and we can think about it here over the break. There's only one NFL team to win a Super Bowl in 4 decades. Which team is it? Think about it. We'll take a quick break.
Read that again. The only team.
Only one NFL team has won a Super Bowl in 4 decades. What is that team?
Okay. Nobody look this up.
Don't Google.
No.
Just, Use your brain. Think about it. We'll come back, give you that answer. We'll talk about these win totals around the NFL. That's on the way next on The Fan Rochester, along with your calls at 866-4FAN, 866-4326. That's the Good Smoke Barbecue and Pub Wingman Line. Award-winning barbecue from Good Smoke Barbecue and Pub, 135 West Commercial Street, East Rochester, goodsmokebbq.com.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.